A female is a red flag.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote-unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts, back at it again, all right, because we just had a whole little mix-up where I didn't hit the record button. But this is the We're Not Experts podcast. As you can see, I'm not a fucking expert because I didn't even hit the fucking record button. All right, and I need to bleep out all those F-words I just dropped because it's going to push us down the algorithm. But first and foremost, I already asked these guys how they were doing. They told me they were doing good, and we started to have the conversation roll from there. But we're talking about, you know, little things that our kids do. All right, first and foremost, I have older girls. And one of the things that my girls do is they have a tendency to, you know, talk back and ask questions, which is natural. As you start to get older, as your brain starts to develop more, you start to ask like questions about things that are that's going on in your world. And I just was talking about how I thought it was funny that you talk back, you act bad, but you need somebody to kill a spider for you where you're scared of the dark. Like, you can't be a young menace if you call them in your room to help you with shit. I mean, not necessarily help you with shit, but you can't call me in there because you're scared of the dark, right? Because that's an irrational fear in my mind, okay? And then the conversation kind of took off from there, and we started to talk about raising our kids and there being a lack of professionalism in the workplace. And Mac was going and giving us a master class about why he thinks that there's a lack of professionalism in the workplace and what's causing it. All right, so go ahead, Mac.
So it's definitely not a master class. What I think I observed, what I've seen, obviously I'm older now. I have an adult kid, right? So I understand it. So like the reason why we're having lack of professionalism in the workplace and just the environment is in the whole, from my perspective, is parents are coddling their kids too much, right? They coddle them to the fact that where they're going to the schools to argue with the teachers about what their kids are doing. And that's going to translate into their real world adult life thing, right? So the lack of professionalism in the workplace is due to that. As in, we can't just, hey, listen, right? Because what I'm getting at is we can't always cover for them. We have to let them deal with, and I mean, their personal issues on their own sometimes. And we have to understand that we're not always going to be there. So just like I said, right? Not a masterclass in anything. It's just, I think that's the empirical data that I've received or I've gained throughout my life in itself, right? Working with a bunch of young, early adults, right? The 21 to 25 generation, that's where I lie with my job in itself. And that's what I've seen. These kids don't even know how to make their beds at this point, right? Because they have their parents doing it, or they don't even allow them to do it. So again, that's just my take on it. You know what I mean?
What's your day, babe?
I ain't gonna say no comment. You know, I'll be needing to repeat the question. But what exactly the question is?
So going into a McDonald's nowadays, as opposed to going into a McDonald's back in the day, what do you think is some of the biggest differences in between walking into a McDonald's now than you would, you know, earlier before?
And then the profession.
Yeah, it's like professionalism. It's the way that they speak to you, things of that nature.
Oh, okay. First off, I was about to say the prices. So we ain't no more dollar millions, but no. Professionalism, man. They don't, bro. I go to McDonald's. I went to McDonald's not so long ago. They not taking no orders. You know, they got the little self things to self scan and check out. Yeah, like so you going through all of that. You really ain't even talking to nobody for real. They just handing in your order. That's the biggest difference. Shit. Nobody greets you. Nobody say, hey, how you doing today? Welcome to McDonald's. Like, nah, it's order your food, get the hell out.
So I had this conversation with somebody not too long ago, and I was talking about how social skills are going to be the most important things that people have in the future. The reason I say that is because of, you know, like you were just saying just a second ago, people aren't even greeting each other in McDonald's. Like, as when you walk into a McDonald's nowadays, they have that menu and you hit a button and then the food is cooked and then they call your number and then you go on about your day. So when there's a person that's out there that has those skills of being a salesman, they're going to be a lot more, they're going to be a lot more sought after into the coming times. I do think that in a lot of ways, the AI and all of the different things that we have, you know, coming to the forefront, I do think they're going to be helpful, but I do think they're going to hurt humans as a whole. I mean, not to go off on the extreme, but I don't know if you've ever seen the movie WALL-E, right? With the robot and everybody sitting in chairs and everybody's fat and the world, they just go around the world in these chairs and they don't really do anything. I'm not saying that it's going to get there. It definitely won't get there in my lifetime, but I can definitely see people getting a lot lazier just from, you know, the things that I'm starting to see. And that lack of professionalism, I think it started when COVID kicked off. I think once people started to understand that their jobs were, that all that shit is made. That's what I've been saying. I've been saying that shit so much recently. Like, all of this shit that we do every day is made up. Going into a workplace, unless you work in a factory or some shit like that, made up. That job, you don't need it. I can work from home doing 90% of the jobs from 90% of the workforce. You can do it at your house. And I think that's where the lack of professionalism is coming from, because they understand, I think the younger generation is starting to understand that y'all need us a whole lot more than we need y'all.
I mean, I attest that to social media as well, right? Because we really don't need jobs anymore. There's people making hundreds of thousands of dollars to millions of dollars just being on social media. They don't really need them jobs. You see what I'm saying? And I look at it from a different perspective than you, like then that little WALL-E example that you utilized. I think, so what they were saying was people are getting lazier, they were fatter, but their heads were getting bigger, right? As in, they were smarter. They weren't that as athletic, because we can use our brain to get us around. I don't need to walk. I can sit in this little chair and move around, but I'm smarter. I can gather way more information. And that's what it's all about, right? Like, people just gathering information. So what I'm saying is people are more smarter. So you're not going to get people that's going to say like, hey, I need to work at Walmart, right? Because they can easily just go open, get a social media and get that shit popping, right? And just like you said, because of COVID, it proved that. Because think about everywhere you go at now, they always have now hiring. I never remember seeing that like all everywhere before COVID, because now people are making money on TikTok, YouTube, right? They don't need to be going to work. And that's just, again, how I see it. I mean,
see, and that's where I think the disconnect between me and you is going to come, because jobs are needed in order for society to run on its regular day-to-day. Like, just imagine if all of our farmers became TikTokers and they weren't farming no more. Or the people that process food, or the people that work at the factories that process the food, you stop coming to work. It will be a lot harder for the regular person to live life. I mean, you need bosses, you need owners, and you need workers. Plain and simple, in order for our society to run on the level that it runs at.
I get that, right? So think about farming now. We need less and less people. We're building machines to do this stuff. And that's what I'm trying to say. You're not going to need people, I would say, in the next 20 years to farm nothing.
That's cap. You're going to need people.
All right. I'm saying, all right, so look. Listen, I live in a country. I can flip my camera right now. Let me see if I can flip my camera seat and show you where I live at. I'll just flip it over real quick. I'll just turn it around. Just see my, this is my front yard right here. Anyways, what I'm trying to say is, what I'm trying to say, I ride past all these farms every day. And these little things that water the plant, they get bigger and bigger, right? They expand. So they're like running through these farms where you would have needed, I would say maybe 1,000 people. I'm being honest, just to water that motherfucker, right? And this little machine just goes through with one dude driving it. And it's got this big look, this big thing in the back that's watering it. That's how it plants it, right? They put the seeds in the ground. You're not going to need people in a little bit. Right? They can get rid of that dude that drive that motherfucker and make that shit autonomously, right? Where it just fucking took it
itself. I don't mean to cut you off, but I agree with both of y'all, though. I agree with y'all, but at the same time, I don't know. I agree with both of y'all, though, because we can't get rid of everybody.
We can get to that point to where it is all working autonomously, but there's still going to have to be a person to at least do quality control. As of right now, certain levels of the brain, and I'm not saying that they're not going to develop the technology to that point, but I think once they develop it to this point, it'll be bad. There needs to be somebody to test the food, to taste the food, and to make sure that it's not hurting people. You would still have to have that person in place. I'm not saying that AI can't generate that person or a person to do that job, but there is going to have to be somebody there to at least taste the food and to make sure that everything is working the way that it's supposed to. And somebody's going to have to maintenance the equipment.
I get that. Like, what I'm saying is, I get that. But they're slowly weeding out people, right? So,
yeah, so a job that takes 10 is eventually going to go to a job that takes one person. That's what you mean?
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. Even McDonald's, right? I worked at McDonald's in high school, right? So I remember people used to tell me that they used to have to flip the burger, right? That's where flipping burgers come from. You know, they don't flip burgers anymore. It's the whole machine that it pulls down. All you got to do is put the fucking patties on it, pull it down. That bitch pops up at a certain time, and all you got to do is take that shit off. That's what I'm getting at. Like,
you know, what's crazy is like, we too dumb to even flip patties now.
You don't even need a motherfucker to flip a patty.
True.
And they can do it faster. Like, you get a machine to do it. But that's my take on it, man. I mean, I don't know, right? I'm just foreseeing, right, what I've experienced so far in my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. My bad. I didn't mean to cut you off. But no, just getting back to the initial conversation, right, about professionalism, I think that the professionalism isn't going to get better. I think it's going to get worse. I think social skills are going to get worse. And I do think that those door-to-door salesmen that are actually good at their job, they're going to become a lot more important. And yeah, that's pretty much all I got to say about that. I mean, do y'all want to add anything else on there? Because I don't want to keep having the same circular argument where you believe that we ain't going to need nobody, and I believe that we're still going to need people. I mean, it's kind of a circular argument. But yes, it is a good argument to have.
Yeah. I mean, it's always good to have different perspective. I mean, that's the way I see it. You know what I mean? That's just it. I mean, not saying I'm right, because I don't fucking know. We'll see in about like 15 years.
Yep. I think 15 years is about when you really start to, when all this stuff is getting ready to start implementing itself.
Good argument.
Wait, let me ask you all this, okay? I was having a conversation. I was just thinking to myself, I wasn't even having a conversation. And I was thinking to myself, when did you learn the truth about women for real? And what I mean by that is, when was that time where you learned that women is just like us? Like, they out here, they moving like us, they acting like us, we act like they move and file, but they move like we move. Like, when did y'all open your eyes to finally seeing that truth about women?
You got to be.
Yeah. That's actually kind of personal. Because I ain't gonna lie, I'm 30, man. And I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I'm just not finding out, bro. Okay, like, I get within the last 3 years, like, I had hope. Like, no, all jokes aside, though. Yeah, I just not finding out these last 3 years, bro, because shit, they all starting to move the same way. You know what I'm saying? You have to, like, I feel like this, man. We'll be talking about this all day, but I feel like when it comes to like relationships and shit with women and all of that, I feel like you gotta like, you then they gotta be perfect for it, bro. You know, like you gotta do everything that she want and need and imagine. Because if you don't, it's always that other guy out there. And what I just, and it's crazy because I just read a post on Instagram. It was like a news post, Channel Fox 2 News or some shit. And it says 70% of the married women, and they said married, and, but this, you know, this is all women, period. But 70% of the married women in 2024 has a second partner, has a backup partner. So when I seen that, I'm like, damn, this shit really coming out. Like, it's really coming out. Like, but it's been out the bag. You know, it just, when it happens to you, you can't say, fuck, I didn't know because I knew. You know, so, but, yeah, I'll be going on that profession. What about y'all, though?
All right, so I'm gonna take it off. I'm just gonna continue as in what you were saying for the most part. As in saying most married women have a second partner. And the crazy thing is this leads me always back to that red pill community, right? Because I guess some of them try to stay on that. So what they call this monkey branching, right? Where they're saying the female, they'll have somebody that they're with, but they always got their hands out just in case this motherfucker, this branch breaks. They're grabbing on to something else real quick. And what they're saying with that too is, it's like you're saying about 50% of kids, right? Females, they will say they don't know, really know who the fucking the dad is of that motherfucking kid. And that shit's fucked up, right? But when did I learn this? That women was just like, dude, I learned this a long time ago. I was told this by my stepmom, right? I mean, I'm not going to get into details with all that. But she was saying basically women are the same just like men. And I couldn't understand it. I was like, ain't no way, right? Because I know how dudes are. I mean, I talk to dudes consistently. I'll talk to girls, right? And they're not like receptive all the time to what you got to say. But a dude is going to be, right? So if a chick come talk to any dude, that nigga gonna be invested, regardless of what she looks like. Because, you know, dudes, right? We just trying to smash and bounce. But as I kept going through life, as in talking to females, I'm like, nah, dudes are predatory. And they're like, it's a lot of chicks that's the same way. But I still can't understand how they're the same way, right? I mean, I can see how dudes are because I'm a male, but I can't see how girls are. But to transition a little bit, I was talking to this girl one time, right? And she had three kids. And I was like, I'm just transitioning a little bit, but I was like, I can't really mess with you on some real shit. You got three kids by three fucking baby dads. How am I gonna take you serious? And she legit tells me that she'd rather me say something else instead of telling her straight up what I thought. And I was like, you would rather me lie to you. And she was like, yeah. And that's when I know. I mean, I've always knew that. Like, a chick would rather you fucking lie to them than to tell you the fucking truth, which is crazy to me. I just wanted to add that to that the scenario.
No, I think I learned it around because what I'm getting ready to be 33 next week. I think I learned that when I was about 24, 25. For real, how women are out here moving. Because I think a lot of times it's portrayed not just in the media, but just everywhere. We act like we hold women up on a pedestal. I think we all hold women up on a pedestal. We act as if they're better than us in a lot of ways when, like I said, they move just like we move. I think I've had a lot of eye-opening moments in my life. I think it's just the first time where you where the curtain is pulled back on you for real, or when you're the person that's being involved in some shit. Like, if you're like a dude that's out there and you're messing around with married men, I mean, I'm saying married men and Paul, you're messing around with married women, right? And then you see how that person is around their spouse, or you see how she acts around her spouse, and then she, you know, she's acting a certain way towards you. I think for me, those type of experiences have been the most eye-opening experiences that I've ever had. Because they'll sit there and they'll act as if they love this person with everything in them, and then they'll go ahead and go behind their back and they'll mess with you. I'm not speaking specifics. I'm not going to say no names or anything like that, but I have lived that life before. And it just makes you, it jays you a little bit to the point where even me as a married person, I have my insecurities, I have my thoughts. I mean, but you have to pick and you got to choose what works for you and find a common ground and find a way to kind of get over that a little bit. Because I do think, and I'm starting to see it so much, man. It's so many videos. I always just see a picture of a girl hugged up with her boyfriend, and then there'll be a dude that'll come and he'll be like, yeah, but she's still saying somebody else's name at night while he's going to work or something like that. I think in a lot of ways, I think people need to heal. And I don't know. I just think that at some point, eventually everybody outgrows that cheating stuff. Or at least you kind of hope so, right? But I don't want to go on this tangent. But you always kind of hope. I know me personally, I've outgrown a lot of that stuff I used to do. I can't sit there and I can't move the same way that I was moving because now I just think about things differently. And I want different things in my life. And I want to keep everything going on that I have going on. I don't want to mess it up so I'm not moving in a way that's going to ever jeopardize that, if that makes any sense.
It does. I mean, shit, I'm proud of you, man. If you say you're past that stage, man, that's why I guess I'm not married, right? So I think, like dudes, man, like, we're always looking for the next best opportunity. I don't know. I just want to throw that in there since I just want to give you your praise, man, if you're past that stage. And I'm older than you, you know what I mean, by far, so... That's great.
The crazy thing is the red pill talking points, I do think a lot of them are valid. Like when you were talking about the monkey branching, I do think in a lot of ways, women are always looking for that next best option, or they looking back at the man that they really had a good time with back in the day. I've seen so many different posts about, you know, girls saying something like, and this is on TikTok, it's blatant. Like if you scroll it on TikTok, you'll eventually run into it. But you'll see something where a girl is like, yeah, I like this dude, but I ended up breaking up with him because I didn't like the way he dressed. Like he didn't dress like my old nigga or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, I don't know. You just got to make sure you pick the right one, bro.
That's true. But man, it's picking is hard when somebody will tell you a story or pretend to be someone that they're not. Right. Because I'm speaking on myself, like as in that's what I've experienced throughout my entire life. I'm being honest, right? Somebody will be someone that they're not. And then once you get into that committed relationship, then you really see who they really are. And I'm just like, we can fix this problem if you just be truthful. And again, that's my philosophy on it, right? If you just be truthful, you'll be good. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. Like every time I come out, because you know, like chicks always say, just tell me the truth and we're good. They don't want to hear the truth, right? And again, back to that red pill community, that's what they always say. They don't want to hear the truth. They just tell you that so now they can plan whatever the fuck they gotta do. You know what I mean?
Now, I think a good conversation, I think, so what are some of, well, Mac, you out here still on the streets trying to date and whatnot.
Yeah, third.
what's some of the things that you see that are kind of red flags that you think is like a huge red flag? Like if a girl says or does a certain thing on a first date, what will make you stop dealing with it?
I don't know, man. I mean, at this point in life, man, it's just like a feeling. Like I don't like chicks that try to act tough, just like you were just trying to say, like so just to pivot real quick, tell you a little scenario. I went back home the other day, right? In Philly, right? So we had this little because you have to understand, Philly, I can't explain it. We had like this little bar, but it's a house. You see what I'm saying? So Shorty had her gun on her, right? And instantly, it just turned me off. I was like, man, why are you trying to be a dude? You know what I mean? Like, why you got a gun on you? Why are you going to tell me you got a gun on you? Like, what are you trying to prove? You see what I'm saying? So that's just like the female that's trying to be over masculine, right? They don't understand your power and the feminine. Like, I don't want a masculine ass chick. Like, if a dude actually want that with a chick with a gun that's gonna fucking have his back, I feel like that's a weak dude that just wants a female with a gun to have his back. Like, why can't you handle it? You know what I mean? So, instant turn off for me, man.
What about you, B? What's some things that you find? And I know you're not really out here moving like that, but back when you were, what's some things that you see that you think is automatic red flag?
First off, a female is a red flag. Walking the red flag, first. But, bro, it's so much shit, bro. Fuck you. You not disturbed. You know what I'm saying? Why you falling out the NB?
Well, the thing is, we've been moving enough. We know what to fold on D&D and with the face down.
You know, I just met you. You know, just met you, baby. What you doing? Shit, bro, we can go for days, bro. I mean, red flag. Being around, shit, being out too much. It's a lot, man. I
Me
can
ask
go.
y'all this. Do you think it's a red flag for a woman to go out to a bar or a club and not bring no money?
What you mean, not bring no money to the bar?
Yeah.
It's normal around here. Is it
You
what?
think that's a red flag?
It's a red flag if that was your girl, you know. But I mean, bro, this is what girls do around this motherfucker. I mean, everywhere they go out, they get pretty, they barely have clothes on, and then they just have dudes bottom shit on. That is a red flag because that's some broke ass bum ass shit. That's an extra big red flag because you want some bullshit. You're out here trying to linger your way and flirt your way into some drinks and a good time. But this is what they do every day, though, bro. Gotta think she look pretty. I mean, we pass her.
Mac, what about you? You think it's a red flag?
I don't personally, right? Because they're taking advantage of a situation. They know niggas trying to get their numbers. How they do it? What most niggas or what most people do when they go out to the club? Yo, sure, let me buy you a drink. You know what I mean? They even have a whole damn song about it, right? I mean, it's a motor song, but like. And that's why we're going back to the prejudicial thing is in the mail, right? Like, he's like, damn, if I buy her a drink, you know what I mean? I can get at her. Anyways, what I'm trying to say is they're taking advantage of the situation. You know what I mean? It's just like everybody else, like anybody will do the same thing. Like, if I know I go out to the club, I look good, people are going to buy me drinks. I don't even have to buy no drinks. So I don't blame them for it. I don't blame them for taking advantage. You know what I mean? Of a situation that they know that they have, or a position they know they have. That's why I don't buy no fucking drinks. I don't buy nobody shit.
I ain't
If you
gonna
don't
lie
talk
to
to me,
you.
I ain't buying you shit.
To me, that's a big wave of red flag because you a grown ass adult leaving the house with no money on you. First and foremost, drinks is one thing. How are you gonna get home if you ain't got no gas in your car?
Now they got just enough gas to get our own life. But I learned that these females
Oh
do.
no, bro. That's just dangerous
Bro.
living though. Cause like, what if you get a flat tire? You ain't got no quarter in your purse?
She
Brothers,
got
bro.
money. She just telling you she ain't bring her
No,
money.
I'm saying she ain't bringing no money to the club, bro. There's women out here that's running around. They don't bring no money with them.
Bro, let me tell you something, bro, about these females, these newer age females, a lot of them. They gives no fuck about what's in their pockets. They care about what's on the Instagram. What Kanye say? Instagram got your bitch. Yeah, Instagram got your bitch because that's all they care about nowadays. They go all broke as hell just to go record a drink. You know what I'm saying? They go all broke as hell just to record a good time. Like, it's for the Instagrams.
And I'm saying, like, they know it's going to be a nigga that's going to come help them. So I'm going to tell you some crazy shit would have happened about 2 weeks. No, I'll say about 4 weeks ago. Because it's the same thing, like, some people that I work with, two females, right? This was like 3 o'clock. I'm about to head to the, it's the after hour down here. They hit me up like, yo, I just crashed in the ditch. So I'm like, bet I'll come over there and help you. And it's not like I'm trying to smash. It's just like, I'm going to help them out because I know they can't get the car out. So they know they got people like that. They keep people like that in the back pocket. You see what I'm saying? And like I said, I'm not trying to smash at all. It's just, I fuck with them. They work with me and like, we're cool. You know what I mean? So I went out there, pulled a fucking car out. You know what I mean? So they know they got shit like that. Because a dude gonna help a chick, to be honest with you, right? Because the way I look at it, I'm not simping. Because like I said, I'm not trying to smash him. Be honest with you, I'm not. Right? But I just help them because I'm like, damn, they need help. You see what I'm saying? I'm out here. I'm out as well. You see what I'm saying? And that's just it. I mean, they have that. And I'm not... Would I be perceived as simping? Yes. But it's not even that. Like, I don't fuck with them like that.
All right, so moving on, another potential red flag. Do y'all think the way that a girl treats her parents is a red flag if she treats her parents bad?
I don't know, man. That just depends, because it still depends on how the parents raise them, you know what I mean? It's in how they're going to treat their parents. I mean, I don't know. That one is rough.
Yeah, I don't know neither, because you don't know what the parents did. I can't really. In nature, though, you expect a woman to have a great relationship with her parents, you know, but that's not everybody's situation. So I'm not about to. There's nobody out there relationship with their parents. I don't know what's going on, what they've been through, what their parents did, so, or what she didn't do, you know, so I stay out of that until I actually, even if I do get down to the bottom of it, it's not my business. Because the older I'm getting, I'm understanding that. But you, for logical, you want your girl to be cool with her parents. But what I do, it's not yet. That's not all the time.
So for me, I view that as a red flag, and I'm going to tell you why. So even if your relationship was good or bad, that means that if she's yelling at her parents, if they got that type of relationship, that means from she hasn't healed from whatever it is that she had going on in her life. And I'm not saying that you got to have the best relationship when you're talking to your mom or your daddy every single day, but you have to be able to at least say, I've moved on from this and I'm not mad about it no more. Because if you enter into a relationship with a person that's angry and they're not even angry at you, y'all been running into problems in that relationship, because she's going to see something that you do or something that's like a pattern, and she's going to compare that to her past. So me personally, the parental treatment is a huge red flag. If that person ain't cool with their parents, I can't do it.
See, I see it different, because I'm the same way to some extent, and it's not, I don't think it's a red flag. I'm just treating people how they should be treated, right? So like, again, myself, all right? So DMX says it best, right? Treat a snake like a snake, right? If a snake's a snake, treat him like a snake, regardless of who the fuck it is, right? So like my pops, like I treat him like he is. I watched him my entire life growing up, and I treat him just like that. Like, I'm not going to change who I think you may be. I'm past it. Like, I tell people that all the time. Like, they're like, why are you mad? I'm like, I'm not mad. I'm just treating him like he is. It's no fucking red flag. It's this person is this way. Why should I fucking treat him a different way? Like he's respectful to me or a decent parent to me. You see what I'm saying? So I'm past it. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I just treat you like you are. You know what I mean? You don't reach out to me, I don't reach out to you. It's just like that. I'm just being fucking transactional, right?
For me, it's the same way, because me and my dad, we don't really talk like that. Last time I seen him was at my grandmother's funeral, right? And Me, I can't see myself being super upset at him about any of that. I can't see myself yelling at him or, trying to treat him a certain way. I'm gonna treat you with respect, just like I'm gonna treat everybody else with respect. I'm not gonna speak to you in a certain way because I know me personally, my life is, God has blessed me, bro. I'm gonna be 100% honest with you. All the things that I've seen and I've done in my life, and the fact that it puts me here right now, that's all God's grace is right there. I have nothing to be mad at nobody about. And I'm not going to be out here mad at nobody. I don't care what it is you do, Tilly. You can, as long as you're not hurting nobody in my family, anything that you've done in the past, bro, I let it go. And you forgive me, you forget. If a person is still harboring those negative emotions, it is going to get to a breaking point. If that person does not heal from that trauma. And that's all I can really say about that. I'm not gonna keep like going back and forth about it. But I
I
will
hear
say,
you.
yeah, me personally, I just know for a fact if that woman is yelling at her mama loud, as loud as she can, or if they get into arguments, I know for a fact I can't be with that woman for real. This is a person that you're supposed to love and you're supposed to have respect for. That woman ain't gonna respect you.
You, well, that's what you're saying. Supposed to, and then and the activating word right there, right? So, supposed to, if the person was treating them right, that's probably just the relationship that they have. Everybody have a different relationship, man. I'm just being honest. Like,
So
so
I always laugh. My bad, my bad, my bad, my bad. I'm
you
gonna let
good?
you go. Let you go.
No, you good. But what I'm trying to say is, it's respectful with me and my dad. Like, I treat him like how he should be treated, right? Like, I see him, I'm like, "What's up, dad?" You know what I mean? We might talk for a few seconds, then he goes his way, I go my way. You know what I mean? But that's what I'm trying to say. I treat him like who he is. I'm not gonna go above and beyond, be like, "Hey man, I bought you this for your birthday." Fuck no. You know what I mean? Just because I'm treating him like how he treated me. He never bought me shit, right? I'm not gonna fucking, I get it. Like people are like, you gotta get over it. You gotta be the change. No, I don't have to be the change. He has to be the change. He is older than I am. Not saying like I can't be fucking above it, but he's older than I am. He should be the example I'm following, right? So you have to make that decision. So that's how I see it. Like I'm not gonna fucking. I just treat him like I treat him with respect. If I see him, I'll be like, "What's up, dad?" You know what I mean? And not like I'll be like, "Yeah, what's up, fucking bitch ass motherfucker?" You know what I mean? I say, "What's up?" You shake hands, and it'd be like that. If he goes that way, I go this
Got you.
way. Who with that?
And me personally, I think that's one of the biggest things that's wrong with us, though, as a whole, as a society, is we just sit there and we want to harbor grudges. Say at some point, in some way, shape, or form, we gotta let things go.
But that's not it, though. Like, think about like in our occupation in itself is in what we do, right? You can learn to be good from the bad leader, and you can be learned to be good from a good leader. From a bad leader, you should know what not to do, right? Because you know what that person did to make you fucking angry, right? So you can switch that as in, I'm not gonna do that. You know what I mean? So that's how you learn from bad leaders, right? I'm not gonna do that shit. That's stupid. So you can learn from everybody, right? It's just, I know I harp on Newton's third law, right? Every action have an equal and opposite reaction. I say that shit over and over and over again. So you can learn that. You can learn from anyone, right? But then you have to treat them like who they are. That's just, again, my take on it, man.
All right, so I'm about to share a video with y'all real quick, just to kind of wrap this conversation up. Just do y'all think that this right here is a red flag? Let me make sure I click share. So,
I didn't like his beard, so I took matters into my own hands.
No. No.
Here, let me fix it for you.
He was devastated.
Why would you do that? What if I took that and I cut your hair off?
I told you I didn't like your beard.
Why would you do that? I told you.
So,
Oh my gosh, I told you it's not funny. If I took that and cut your hair,
you better not.
It would be abuse or something, but you do it to me and it's fine. You keep doing all this crap to me. This is my beard. You know, it's something very important to me. This was the surprise you were telling me about. Babe, it took me 2 years. It took me like a year. Babe. I am shaking right now. I can't believe you did that.
I mean, so I know that's probably common sense. I would say that's a red flag, but would you leave a woman for that?
He handled that one like a real one. He done grown that out for 2 years. She got that shit. I'm weird as fuck. I put the camera down. Fuck all this shit. And I would cut some of her hair out. Cause I don't know, man. Like, damn, that's disrespectful. That's rude. That's disrespectful. I can't say I'll be done with her, but I for sure can't trust her.
Man, he handled that shit like a nigga that don't get no put. Right?
Dang.
And you know that's all he got. If that motherfucking pink here, I'll just shave that motherfucker the fuck off. That shit look crazy. But yeah, that's great.
Oh, yeah. That's easy. That's a layup. That's a red flag. Hey, just moving on from that, right? Because we've been talking a lot about relationships. There has been a data breach, and everybody's security numbers been stolen. Are y'all worried about somebody getting all y'all information?
Am I worried about it?
Yeah.
So they already got our information. No, it's, you ever heard of Black Web, Dark Web?
Oh, yeah. Everything's on the dark web.
Yeah, your information on there, right along with mine's. You know? Bro, it's crazy because they got fucking machines and shit, bro, where they can just walk past you and take everything in your wallet. Like, copy every fucking thing, bro. You'd be surprised with what's going on. Like, take all your identity, everything that's in your wallet, duplicate.
Hey, listen. I don't give a fuck. He got my shit. Now he got bad credit too. So fuck him. I don't give a shit. Yeah.
I mean, me personally, I look at it as a numbers game. If you got everybody's social security numbers, that means you got Obama security, social security number. Why would you use my social security number when you got Obama's social security number?
Right, or fucking Elon Musk and fucking Bill Gates and all this.
First off, they're using y'all shit on bills because y'all are broker than not as much money as these people. So those people can like pay secret private investigators to fucking prosecute you any type of way. I'm not about to talk with them people with fucking socials and shit. Like, soon as you try to tap in, they got your IP address. You're going to jail tonight. Like, man, this shit. Man, listen, it's about this Miami.
And they got that VPN, so.
When they fuck a VPN, they still gonna find you. Elon Musk, you getting caught. You try to put a phone in his name, a house, anything in that man's name, you're going to jail. Hey, for who you is.
You right.
His child, you going to jail. They gonna find him, too.
Nah, that's 100% facts, though. I mean, but, yeah, like I said, and just when it comes down to a numbers game, bro, I know for a fact you're not using my social security number. I mean, there's too many people that have a lot more money than we.
Plus, you don't need
that. Something about that is credit shit. Taking social security.
All right. Let me see. I'm going to play one more video. We can talk about it for a little bit.
Young, you say nothing.
Come on, he pointed at my girl.
Young, you say nothing I say can be used against me.
That's right.
Me and Threat shot up Rich Homie Quan Day at the barbershop on Bankhead. I don't know what happened with Threat and Rich Homie Quan, but I'm gonna ride with my brother. And they was beefing. And yeah, we pulled up and did it.
Okay. And as a result of why did you and Threat shoot a Rich Homie Quan Teddy's barbershop?
Because I'm a ride with Threat.
Okay. Did Threat tell you why he was shooting?
I'm gonna ask no questions. I just say let go.
And when Rich Homie Quan's barbershop was shot up, was that in September of 2014? Do you remember?
I don't know when. I know we went up there and shot it up. Okay.
Was it before Nut was killed?
Yes.
Do you remember what happened the day that you and Threat shot up Rich Homie Quan's daddy's barbershop?
What do you mean?
Like, do you remember that day? What led up to going to the barbershop and shooting it up?
I told him to go do it.
What led up to you saying, let's go do it? Why?
Threat was mad. He was like, you fucking keep shitting my language. He was talking, didn't he, playing like we somebody to play with. And I was ready. I had them choppers on deck. Young, you say nothing I say can be used against me?
I'm just laughing because I ain't kissing. And I got choppers on deck part.
That's the most gangster snitch I ever seen in my life.
Why you say that?
Because he a real gangster. He really a street guy. He really a killer. He really shoot up shit. And he out there bitch just talking.
Mm-hmm. So just a little bit of backstory. The person he talked about shooting the barbershop up with, Threat, he died not too long ago. All right, so my question to y'all is, if you snitching on, if you telling on somebody that's dead, are they a snitch?
Hell no, that's part of the game. Ain't my fault the nigga died. I do not lie. I got somebody to blame or the shenan.
Right. Shit. He gone. He ain't gone to jail.
Like, he told me he probably wouldn't want me to snitch on him too. Like, no, you got kids, bro. I don't let him tell them, bro. I'm dead. I'm gone, bro. So shit. None of the business.
Yeah, because I forgot T.I. did that not too long ago too.
Yeah.
I mean, technically he's still a snitch, but shit. That's,
bro, to be honest with you, bro, this new days, day and day, you see what the fuck going on. Everybody snitches. You know, that's only a few of them left that I ain't snitching. You know, but everybody snitching, man. And shit. And it's cool to do it, too. You can snitch and get hit song. Yeah, I can name about five rappers right now. Fucking Gunna, Boston Richie, fucking 6ix9ine, fucking, let all these niggas snitch.
It's common now. It's real common.
And they all snitching.
Right.
I mean, like I said before, we ain't street guys. So it's just like, we look at it a little bit different. I mean, I don't know. I think the conversation would be different if we were out here on the streets, but me personally, you got to do what you got to do.
Like, done. Edit that out.
No. If I want to be a snitch, I'm going to be a snitch. What I'm saying is,
hey, don't tell everybody that though, man.
I don't give a fuck. Don't do nothing around me. That's why I live the life I live, bro, because I don't none of that.
All right. I don't
want
to go into Charleston White Way.
Honestly, I don't give a fuck. Like, nigga, I got guns too. Don't get around me, bro.
Just like Charleston White. Hey, man. I ain't even, because that nigga say, nigga, I'll shoot your head till I'm
you, nigga. I'm not, me personally, I'm not worried about it. I mean, just don't do nothing around me. I don't live my life. Like, if I'm complicit in some shit, if I'm complicit, then I'm going to go ahead and keep my mouth shut. But if I see some random dude across the street committing a crime against one of my neighbors, and I don't know the dude, I'm going to tell him. Like, what are we talking about?
I'm going to be real with you. I'm a grown-ass man now. I look at a lot of shit different. I'm just talking shit for real. If you going to tell. That's between you. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Certain shit, I be looking at myself too, like, damn, when I snitch and I snitch certain situations, like, for real, I just, like, try to mind my motherfucking business.
That's what I'm saying. I mind my business, but if it affects me and mine or my bottom line, and I got to sit in jail because of shit that I wasn't complicit in, absolutely, I'm telling you. And when it comes to that Wazell Woody thing, I don't think he a snitch because he doing what he got to do. He telling on somebody who passed away, bro. He can't go to prison.
He ain't just telling on him, though, bro. That's just in that clip. That nigga.
No, he playing a bigger game. He messing up that entire case. He about to lead that shit.
He's fucking it up for sure. But yeah. At the same time, they playing with that man like all up. They playing with that man. Ain't no way that nigga done did 2 years in the fucking county. That's not even normal.
He did what he had to do to come home.
Woody.
Nah, but and I don't necessarily agree with the way he moving because like he was saying, we shot up the barbershop. Me and Thrift, we shot up the barbershop and we did this, this, and this, and blah, 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 blah. I was like, yeah, nah, that's a little much because you were part of it. You know what I'm saying? You got, like you said, you got choppers on deck. Y'all going out there, y'all.
I think if I'm not mistaken, I think he did his time for this shit.
He did not do his time. He started telling. So what ended up happening was he told on everybody so that they could build a case against YSL. And then once it came down to giving his testimony in court, he pretty much said, I don't recall any of the stuff I said.
I know. No. He said, I know what you're talking about. No, he said, I said whatever I had to say to get me up out of there.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He said he lied.
I'm waiting for this shit to be a mistrial. I'm ready for Thug to make some new album.
Yeah, no, for real. But that's, bro, all that shit fucked up. Because you a street nigga doing all this crazy ass shit. And I ain't gonna lie, the motherfucker funny, bro. He viral as hell. Like, all his interviews and...
Nah, he's funny, bro. He got a dynamic.
He funny as shit, man. He naturally funny. But like, this funny motherfucker.
But what y'all boys got to say to the people, man?
Get up every day, pray, go to work, get your money, stay out the way, take care of your family. In that order.
Man, I ain't got much, man. It is what it is. You know what I mean?
Hey, one thing I will say is thank you for listening. Make sure that you look out for red flags and not just women, but just the people around you. All right, make sure you always keep your head on the swivel. And that's pretty much all I got to say about all that. All right, this has been the We Don't Know How to Hit Fucking Record podcast. We are.